Peter, ready? Unless Peter Leidy comes out here, I'm going to have to give a speech. Please welcome, are you ready? Please welcome Peter Leidy, everyone's favorite. He keeps us laughing and he keeps us in tune, so please welcome Peter. Here you are.
Thank you, Ed.
No red tennis shoes allowed. Governor Walker just issued a decree.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for inviting me back, Ed. This is inspired by a John Denver song and my love for the state of Wisconsin in all its quirkiness.
Fill up my senses like a night in Waupaca, like Sheboygan in springtime, like the Kettle Moraine, Saturdays on the Flambeau, and Sundays at Lambeau. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. The birthplace of progressives and the hamburger, public sector unions, guitarist Les Paul, and now in our capital, just to keep it a safe place, 482 panic buttons have just been installed. You fill up my senses like a drive-through Kenosha, like the orchards in Gay's Mills, like a dairy in Dane, like the deep-fried aroma at a truck stop near Toma. You fill up my senses, come fill me again.
Thank you. Love song for Wisconsin. And this song, inspired by hundreds of thousands of people, some of whom are right here. And some of you can partially sort of help sing along with this. Even if you don't know the words, you could actually sing anything while I'm singing this song, and it would make this thing a whole lot better. Really would.
The legend lives on from Superior on down of the great state we call Wisconsin. 'Twas the year 2010 when disaster set in and Russ Feingold lost to Ron Johnson. With the help from Koch brothers, there were quite a few others putting working folks over the barrel. With Governor Scott came a dastardly plot and the wreck of the brothers Fitzgerald. Public employees, they serve our state well, but the Gov and the Fitzes don't think so. Giving workers a stab with their big power grab, just one reason that bill stunk so. Well, the Capitol Dome is the people's home, but democracy soon was in peril. A few with the clout began locking us out. It's the wreck of the brothers Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the decency goes when you beat up on teachers and nurses and take funding from those who need it the most to fill up the millionaires' purses? Yes, the legend lives on from Superior on down, from Beloit to Viroqua to Merrill. And it's still not too late to save our great state from the wreck of the brothers Fitzgerald.
Thank you. So, it's not too late. It is so not too late. One more little song here. What have we seen at the Capitol just in the last few days? Wowza! Wowza! You can't take pictures there. You can't take pictures.
Yeah.
Singers getting tickets, officers coming to your house to issue you a citation, handcuffs. This song is called I Will Cite You Right Now, as sung by Capitol Police Chief David Irwin.
I see you over there holding that sign. You're out of line. This house is mine. And I think to myself, I will cite you right now. No pictures today. Put that camera away. You ain't got a permit. You may not stay. You're terrorizing people. I'm gonna cite you right now. I'll come to your house. I'll knock on your door. And when you ask, hey, what are you here for? I will issue you a ticket so happily. And then you'll understand speech is not free. I've made up my mind. Don't give me no lip. I've got the badge and I'm on a power trip. You better stop singing or I'll cite you right now. Yeah, you better stop all that singing and peacefully holding up those signs or I'll cite you right now.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Please, save the standing ovation for the grannies. Thanks a lot.